This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH. I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Just to let you know, we are running another foundation license training course and also upgrade exams on the 13th of July, starting at 08:30. So that will be held at the Mitcham Community Centre on Blair Road, across the road from the council chambers. Please give me a ring on 041 8803 177. That was 041 8803 177. Or send me an email at network@internode.on.net. That was network@internode.on.net. Thank you.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 6th of July. Today was meant to be the launch of Horus 64, a reflight of our crossband repeater payload. Unfortunately, due to pretty marginal flight path predictions, this launch has been delayed and will now occur on Sunday the 13th of July, weather permitting. This was always the risk running a launch in winter. Finding a good launch day is quite challenging. There will still be something in the air today, however. To help listeners test their receive setups, we will still be performing a small balloon launch from Mount Barker at 10 a.m. with just the Horus binary tracker underneath. This will be transmitting on 434.2 MHz and is not planned to be recovered. You can find out information on how to track this payload on the AREG website. He is hoping for better conditions next weekend. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday the 18th of July, back at the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation will be from Grant VK5GR on setting up a station for a large worldwide amateur radio contest. Grant will take us through how we can pick a good contest site and how to optimise the station for best results, using AREG's planned Oceania DX contest effort as a worked example. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m, and everyone is welcome to attend. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. As usual, for more information on upcoming AREG events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, howdy hams and shortwave listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Now, wasn't that a great lecture about the life and times of Samuel Morse on last Sunday's amateur technical segment on the Houghton repeater? Now, I never knew that Samuel Morse was a trained fine artist and produced many great paintings. So I'm looking forward to the next amateur technical segment, and they are broadcast on VK5RHO, which is on 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone at 3:30 p.m. on the last Sunday of the month. Now, next Friday, the 11th of July, is the North East Radio Club Annual General Meeting, and as usual, it promises to be the highlight of the year's meetings. And as usual, there will be a dinner before the formalities commence. And this year, we are having pie floaters. Yes, remember the pie carts back in the day. And for those of you who don't wish to have a pie floater, well, there's pie and chips with gravy available. Now, you're asked to bring along some desserts or sweets to share, and if you wish to, you can also bring along some of your favourite beverage, although there will be tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. After the formal business of the annual general meeting is completed, we will be given a talk by Des, VK5LEA, on his experiences with electric vehicles and his many adventures with four-wheel drives. And no doubt many of you will remember when Des was the prez of the North East Radio Club a while ago. Now, the entrance fee is $5, and get to the Modbury West Community Hall about 6:15 p.m. for a 6:30 p.m. start. And of course there will be some great door prizes drawn on the night. Well, that's all for this week, folks. Stay warm and keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Over the last couple of months, we have been busy cleaning out some of the never-to-be-used-again items from our club rooms and the shed. It's truly amazing what we tend to keep long after the use-by date has expired on some of the pretty much valueless items that we seem to think worth hanging on to. As a consequence of all this feverish activity, we now actually have some space in our museum room to actually sort items into some semblance of order and neat appearance. The same applies in our shed, where we now seem to be slowly gaining some vacant floor space. Well done to Owen, VK5HOS, Peter, VK5BE, and a number of other club members who have pitched in and made this happen. Despite the recent rainy and cold days, the attendance at our Thursday morning coffee sessions seems to be holding firm. The commencement of these sessions has definitely been a worthwhile exercise, as it allows members who no longer like to drive at night to come along and join in. With no set agenda, they are very laid back and casual social get-together which benefits all. Some people do not particularly enjoy formal meetings, and these coffee sessions are a perfect way to enjoy club membership in a very relaxed and enjoyable atmosphere. Our next big event will be the 2025 AGM, which will take place on Friday the 15th of August at 7:30 p.m. I do not see many changes in our lineup, except that we will, hopefully, be electing a new club president, as Peter, VK5BE, has called time after 8 years in the position. Peter has been a big mover and shaker for our group, and we owe him a huge vote of thanks for his fantastic leadership and vision over those years. No doubt, a new president will inject some fresh thinking and ideas into the mix and, with the full support of the existing management committee, which I don't see changing at the AGM, he or she should find the job relatively easy going. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.